All right, this one says groove rock. And so this says groove rock, 85 beats per minute, 20 minute backing track. Again, is this jimdooley.net? Yes, it is. Yes. All right, and here's the beat. And it, what's the count here?
One and two and three.
That's exactly
four.
Right.
One and two and three and four and
yes, and is it straight or swing?
It's got to be a swing.
Why do you think so?
I don't really know. I don't. That's where I'm asking you. Okay. I don't know how to tell. Right.
If it was swing, it'd be one and two and three and four and one triplet, two triplet, three triplet, four. And that doesn't really fit.
No, it doesn't.
It's one and two and
so that's
three.
That's a straight feel.
Yeah, if you can divide it by two or four, it's a straight feel. Why four? Because you could probably go like one E and a two E and a three E and four, like that, 16th notes.
Right.
But swing feel is divided in three. Okay. So anyway, now we know it's a straight feel. We're going to put the key of E in it. Just because. And our strum is. I'm gonna do something different in a minute, but for now, we're just gonna strum the E chord. Ready? One, two, three, four. Careful on the E chord. So, how about a four bar band? Like E, G, A, E.
Alright.
And it's. E is the first chord and the last chord, so E goes twice. One, two, three, four. Without me,
okay.
Right? May I suggest you didn't come in right. May I suggest you do the vamp, the muted thing before you start showing? And where's the one? Like count loud? Remember, the snare's on 2 and 4.
And 1, 2, 3, and 4. 1, 2,
3,
and
4. That'll do.
Something that was actually pretty hard for me.
I'm not sure how to help you on this, to be honest.
I think you just gotta let me do it.
All right, go ahead, do it again. I'm gonna go. It's 20 minutes worth, so you're fine. Look, let me give you a hint. When he does a fill and then crashes those cymbals, it's almost always on the one. So wait for it.
I always wait till afterward.
One, two, three. All right. So, wait, count first. Wait till he does the cymbals, and then 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, and then G, 2 and 3, 4, A, 2 and 3, 4. Don't speed up though. This is nice. Thank you. you can do is get Band in a Box. If you get Band in a Box going, then it visually displays.
Right, I know.
Similar to the metronome displaying. Right. So you're doing actually one step harder. But that's how you would do it. Like, first, just vamp one chord. Notice the steps we did. First, we counted.
Right.
Second, we
did one
the
chord.
Muting. Then we did just one chord.
Right.
And then we put the progression on.
And that's exactly what I did at home, but I thought. I said, well, I better ask.
Let's do one more example where it has a swing feel. How about that?
Okay, so.